Hey everyone, April 22nd, this is Mondays with the Mayor. Hope you're having an amazing start of your week. I just want to start out by just giving a heartfelt condolences to the Holanka family, Alex and Layla. Their 18-year-old daughter was struck and killed by a drunk driver last week, and I am lost for words. They are, the Holanka family is, they're terrific people, live in Prescott Valley, and I am so sorry for your loss. Moving on, we do have April 27th, Dump the Drugs. It's an opportunity, if you have any prescription drugs, come on down to the town police department and they will be able to destroy the prescription drugs in a clean way that doesn't affect our water table. So keep that in mind, April 27th, 10 to 2 p.m. And we'll move right on to Prescott Valley Police is raising money for cancer research. And it's Relay for Life fundraiser, and they are selling challenge coins for $10. And 100% of the proceeds will go to cancer research. So please come on down to the police department, go to the lobby, and ask to purchase a challenge coin. Again, Relay for Life, Town of Prescott Valley, Team PVPD, the blue goes purple. Moving forward, it's a couple weeks away, but Prescott Valley Days is out of this world. That's our theme, May 9th to the 12th. It's also Mother's Day weekend, so remember that. But we'll go to the website. You'll be able to see Chamber of Commerce and see all the events. We're going to have the carnival in town, of course. We'll have PV Days Parade. There's just a lot of things happening. So please go to the Chamber of Commerce website. It's being presented by the Chamber of Commerce and Yavapai College this year, so keep that in mind. I know we have also an open house for the Glassford Hill improvement, basically Glassford Hill Road improvement from Long Look Drive to Highway 89A. If you come on down to the Prescott Valley Police Department training room, April 30th from 4 to 6, they'll be able to give you details on what's happening. But in a nutshell, there'll be an additional third lane, both north and south from 89A to Long Look, along with sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. Check it out, and you'll be able to ask any questions on whether if you travel Glassford Hill every day or if you live over in the Granville area, and see how that improvement is going to affect your daily travels. So keep that in mind. And coming up at council, we'll be approving the Fane Park bridge repair. If you've been down to Fane Park, you'll notice that basically the bridge that goes to the west has been damaged, and we will be improving it. So check that out. And we will also be doing, we've had some calls, Pronghorn Park is being upgraded right now. They're fixing or they're adding curbing to the parking lot. We're also adding a multi-use path around the park and dugouts. So check that out. But we will be approving this week athletic field lighting as well for Pronghorn Park. So that's really exciting for the area. And with that being said, we're going to go to the dad joke. Remember, it's not a bad joke. How do bees brush their hair? They use a honeycomb. Guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.